Could Dale Carnegie help improve your communications with others? Be right back. Stick around. Hey, peeps. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right. So now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So in this video right here, we're going to be covering something that you asked us to cover in our quick and dirty style. We're going to review some of the key points from the Dale Carnegie book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. This book was published in 1936 and has sold over 30 million copies worldwide. The book that we see today has been revised in 1981 and has four sections and a ton of great information. Today, we're going to focus on a few of the key points that I think could be very beneficial. Here on YouTube, if you've ever read any of the comments under the videos, chances are not all the comments are very nice or positive. This is fine. You know, in the U.S., we have the right to free speech. This brings us to the very first lesson in the book. Don't criticize, condemn, or complain. We see this so much today from the media, coworkers, people in waiting rooms, friends, family, etc. Does it make you want to be around people more if they're negative, they're complaining nonstop, criticizing and condemning you? Probably not, right? You know, many times this is just an ego thing, or it's an outward showing of how unhappy someone is, or their inner negativity. If someone criticizes most things, is always on the offensive, well, chances are, this person isn't very happy. If you'd like to make more friends, have better interactions with customers, coworkers, families, etc., I suggest working on reducing criticism, complaining, and condemning people. From another section of the book, there is this principle that goes along, along the same line as well. The only way to get the best of an argument is to avoid it. Another way to look at this is no one ever wins an argument. Now, I know when some people hear this, what happens, right? They want to argue that this isn't right. When you think about some big arguments that you've had in your life, did any of them ever end with this sentence right here? You're right, and I was wrong. You're so much more knowledgeable about this than me. Yeah, I highly doubt it, right? If a customer has a problem with a product and you argue with them that, they're in the wrong and you're not going to fix the problem, did you win? If that person never buys from you and they tell their family and friends about their experience and they never buy from you, did you win? Probably not, right? With the internet, they could go and make videos or post reviews online. How much did it actually cost you to be right? Usually arguing results in both parties digging in their heels and holding their ground. This is where you can use yet another point from this book. Seeing things from other people's points of view. Simply put, having empathy. Putting this into practice means you'll be more likely to understand people on an intellectual and emotional level. This ability allows you to be a better communicator, and you'll have more influence on those that you come into contact with. So to summarize these few points, remember, don't criticize, condemn, or complain. Try to honestly see things from the other person's point of view. And the only way to get the best of an argument is, that's right, to avoid it. If you'd like me to cover moral lessons from how to win friends and influence people, please let us know in the comments below. And let us know too, what are some of the situations where you could have used some of these lessons? Have you used any of these recently? Do you feel like you've won a lot of people over by arguing with them? Probably not, right? But I'd love to hear it anyways. So let us know what your thoughts are. Please share what other topics you want us to cover down there. In the meantime, stay safe. God bless you. Love you. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch you all on the next one.